Among the last regions of the world where Islam became established, Southeast Asia is today home to one of the largest concentrations of Muslims in the world. The modern nation of Indonesia is home to the single largest Muslim population globally. As Islam was adopted by people around the world, the daily and ritual practice associated with the faith were adapted to already extant local customs. This gave rise to a substantial amount of diversity in Muslim devotional practice, something that's mirrored in objects associated with the faith. This rare, imposing manuscript provides strong visual and textual evidence of such a process of selective assimilation in Southeast Asia. It contains the Quran, the Muslim holy scripture, in the central text blocks on each page. It also includes a variety of other texts in its margins. These include extensive commentaries on various ways to properly recite the Quran, on the grammar of the text, and additional interpretive guidance. From the visual perspective, the manuscript's decoration of dense floral and abstract patterns in a color palette of browns, blacks, and reds is reminiscent of woodworking and textile motifs produced across the Malay archipelago, the vast group of islands that encompass the present-day nations of Indonesia, Brunei, Malaysia, East Timor, Papua New Guinea, and the Philippines. The importance of this particular copy of the Quran has been widely recognized by scholars. It's held as an anchor of manuscript production on Sulawesi Island, one of the four greater Sunda Islands that are wholly or partly included in present-day Indonesia. The manuscript contains important and exceedingly rare documentary evidence in what is known as its colophon, a note inside manuscripts that provides information about the circumstances surrounding the book's production, such as its patron, scribe, artist, and date and place of production. The colophon of this manuscript states that it was made in 1804, during the reign of Sultan Ahmed al-Salih of Bonae, by the scribe Ismail bin Abdullah al-Jawi al-Mankasari, whose name indicates that he belonged to the Mankasarese community of the South Peninsula of Sulawesi. Sulawesi book artists practiced various styles. In the 17th and 18th centuries, they migrated throughout the Malay archipelago, producing manuscripts across the region. For example, other Quran manuscripts, executed in a similar style as the one on view here, can be linked to centers across present-day Indonesia, including in Sumatra, Ternate, and Bima. One way to look at this manuscript, then, is that it helps us understand how diverse artistic impulses spread and are adapted and reconfigured over broad spans of territory, similar to the process that gave rise over many centuries to the development of what we call Islamic art. When you're ready, please turn right and make your way to the case in the discreet alcove lined with white slatted screens. This is a section of the gallery devoted to the Shahnameh, the Persian Book of Kings, where our tour on diversity will conclude.